Rip City, we are back. It's been, I don't even know how long it's been. It's been
quite some time.
At least a month, probably, at least. Not for a lack of us trying. We planned to do one 2 weeks ago, I believe, and we were having some wildfires around my house, so they keep cutting power. So at the time we went to go do it, the power got cut and I didn't have power to do it. And it's been a busy off season for me, at least. And I know Fawad, we just were talking before we went live. I know Fawad's here, by the way, everybody. Fawad has started school. So Fawad, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Like you said, I have officially started medical school, which is very exciting. I think this is my third or fourth week now. So we've actually already had an exam. It was not too bad, but yeah, I was busy with that for a couple of weeks, but I'm a little bit more settled into my schedule now. So I should, you know, I should have time for Blazers, for podcasts, for all that stuff. So I'm excited to be here. It's a good way to de-stress as well.
Very much so. And I'm going to be the first one to admit right now, since our last podcast, I have not paid attention. Granted, there's not been a lot that's happened, but like, basketball has been like one of the last things on my mind as of late. So I truly don't really know what's going on in the NBA world. I know USA just lost in the Olympics to Canada. I think the biggest, shout out to the Blazers. We got a couple centers that we signed. I know one of them was on the summer league team. I think his last name was Reith, if I remember right. Wasn't that?
I should have been prepared for this. I didn't recognize the name, so it just went.
I could have swore it was someone that has played with us before, but maybe I'm wrong.
Sorry about this dead air.
Yeah, I'm.
We'll figure it out. It's been a month, you know. Custom.
You know what? We're just gonna pretend like I didn't say that. We signed a couple centers. I cannot remember. Like I said, guys, I mean this. I have not been paying attention to basketball at all. Anything Blazers, and part of that is what we're gonna touch on real quick here, and what's something we touched on last time. I'm getting so, as much as I love Dame, I'm getting so turned off by just this whole situation. Like it's like so draining and so depressing, and it's getting old. It's already gotten old, but it's like,
well,
even
old.
Yeah, it's like it's getting more now. And more. Yeah. Oh god. Yeah, there you go. That's the word I'm looking for. It's moldy now. I mean, it's just like, let's move on. Like we obviously know Dame wants to be traded. We get it. We know he wants to go to Miami. We get it. We know he only wants to play for Miami. We get it. We know he's going to report whether he gets traded or not. We get it. Then we got, and I'm going to say this too real quick. Shams, I used to like him. I'm starting to not like him. He's like a shit stirrer. He just like, he comes back out again with this Dame won't report if, and then of course, then another report comes out. Dame will, if he gets traded. Like, it's just like, it's,
he's
so
just a mouthpiece for players and agents. It's, yeah, not like, you have to take what he says at face value with a grain of salt.
I mean, and it's something we've said in past, like if we hear something from Chris Haynes, that's more like, if Chris Haynes is saying something about Dame, that is like who Dame goes to for things. So yeah, like that I trust more than, I'm so over whether we trade him or not. Like, I don't care at this point. Like, let's just move on. Let's just move on. That's what we're going to do. We're going to move on. We're going to talk about, this is going to be probably a pretty short episode. For those of you that are listening, we've been planning on doing a listener podcast. That is going to be our next podcast we do. We haven't scheduled it yet, but I'm going to think probably either next week or the week after. But let's talk about this real quick. What are we looking forward to with this season? You go first. Do you have something off the top of your head?
I have a lot of things.
Okay, go for it.
I don't really have a specific order, even though I think for a lot of people, Scoot might be number one. But I think, I'll let you cover Scoot, I guess. For me, one of the biggest things I'm most excited for is Shaedon Sharpe. I want to see if his 10-game stretch at the end of the season, if that carries now that he'll have a consistent larger role, probably as a starter, maybe 6-9. But I want to see if he makes a jump. It was talked about a lot early on last season how he hadn't played 5-on-5 basketball in like a year, and if he was already, a good rookie without having any playing experience in the last year. After he's had a season and an off season to work out, like I'm really excited to see if he has made a jump and how big that jump is. He can be special. But also I'm also keeping my expectations a little bit tempered, and it was only like a 10-game stretch. A lot of people hit a sophomore wall or something like that, or a sophomore slump. I'm prepared for that, but I'm cautiously optimistic about his season.
No, I mean, if I'm being honest, I think that's what I'm most excited for too, is to see Sharpe. And what you said at the very beginning, he to get more playing time as a starter. As long as we have Dame, I don't see how he isn't a starter, because I don't see how Scoot fits into the lineup with Dame and Simons and Scoot. So to me, if Dame is still here, then Scoot's coming off the bench. But I'm really excited to see Sharpe. I know when we drafted him, I wasn't, the biggest fan, and I thought it was I still think that wasn't necessarily the right move back then, but the way the last two seasons have gone, I'm sure glad we drafted him, because I'm so excited for him. I think I said this a couple podcasts ago. I think he's one of these players that I can see being an all-star. Like he has the potential to be an all-star. He has the tools to be an all-star. So
eventually, right? Not this season.
No, not this season. I mean, unless he goes absolutely crazy, but I think eventually he will be an all-star. Like, I feel more confident with that than I do with people back, 2 years saying 2 years ago, saying Simons is going to be an all-star. I never was really on that train.
I agree.
And I think Scoot has the potential. We haven't seen him, we haven't seen him. So I think he definitely has the hype to become a all-star. I mean, it remains to be seen how he plays until we see it. But he's got the intangibles. He's got the long arms. He's got the tenacity. I'm excited to see. Like, don't get me wrong. I said that Sharpe is my most top thing I'm looking forward to. I'm excited to see Scoot too. For me, I'm gonna chime in real quick. We'll kind of just switch back and forth here. Mm-hmm. The thing I'm looking forward to the most, besides Sharpe, is this whole, we just talked about it, the whole Dame stuff, just getting it behind us. Like, once basketball starts, it's basketball. We're still gonna hear rumblings about Dame wanting out and stuff, but even if he's on our team, once the season starts, he's going to play basketball, and we're going to hear a lot less. I'm sure every interview he takes, we're going to get questions about it, but it's just, I'm just over all the Twitter,
subtweets?
Just the hinting at things without really saying it. Like, it's just,
I'm not as optimistic as you about it ending when the season starts. I think it might even like ramp up a little bit at the start of the season. And I think, I don't think this is a hot take anymore, but I'm actually looking forward to him being off the team, because even if he is playing, like if he doesn't sit out of training camp, which, he said he will show up, like I would rather see the team without him, now that he's gone, whether it's now or at the deadline or even next offseason, like if he's gone, then any game he plays is not really like relevant, like I'd rather mm-hmm. see the young guys play, grow. Give the ball, put the ball in their hands and let them do whatever they want. Like, throw them into the fire. I don't really care about Dame being on the Blazers anymore. Once he's traded, sure, I'll be watching him a lot. But I'm here for the rest of the team that's actually going to be here, hopefully long term. So I agree. I'm looking forward to it being over, but I'm not too optimistic about it being over soon.
Yeah, believe me, I hope it's over soon. I don't think it will be. I think it's going to be a trade deadline. Like, it's going to get right down there close to that trade deadline. And then, but no, I mean, I agree with you. At this point, I've accepted the fact Dame doesn't want to play for us anymore. He's not going to be on our team. I'm, like I've said 100 times, I'm ready to move on. If we never play, like, if he stayed on our roster and we didn't play him, I wouldn't have an issue. Like, obviously, that's not going to happen. You don't pay him, you know, the amount of money we're paying him, and he is a great player. But, like, I'm excited to see what Chauncey can do with these other players, what kind of system they can get going. There's definitely going to be a lot more ball movement. With Dame being there, it's going to, you know, it's going to hurt a little bit. It's going to, everything's going to be, you know, back to the way it was. And I'm excited to see how Scoot would run things. And so the sooner it happens, the better. But I am with you. I don't think it happens soon. I hope I'm wrong. But that's one of the other things I'm looking forward to, is just this all being over with. I'm just looking forward to basketball. But yeah, I'm just,
I think that is the thing that I'm most excited for, a post Dame era. You know, I think just like the entire team together is exciting, and I think, you know, we could actually, you know, rack up a couple of wins. You know, Scoot, Shaden, and Jeremy, Nurk, they're still like decent players. You know, I don't think we'll be like a 15th seed. We might be like a 12-11 type thing. Mm-hmm. We might rack up a couple of fun wins, so I'm excited for that too.
Let me ask you this. 2 years ago, I don't think any of us would be saying, I'm looking forward to the post-Dame era. Like, I'm looking forward to moving on. Like, none of us ever would have said that. So let me ask you this. Is it just us accepting the fact that he doesn't want to play with us anymore? Is it us accepting that it's probably the best move at this point because of where the team's headed? Or is it us just being tired of hearing this every freaking day, every week? Like, we're just over it now. What do you think it is? Is it a little bit of all of it?
It's a little bit of all of it for sure. But I think the biggest thing is, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, like, you know, it's pretty much set in stone that the Dame era is over. So the sooner we start the next era, you know, like, we're in a little dead space area right now. So, like, that's not fun for anyone. So I'm looking forward to, I think everyone is probably looking forward to getting through this dead space to the point where we're actually entering a new era. And, you know, a new era is always exciting, I feel like.
Yeah, and this is definitely different than the LaMarcus Aldridge issue, because when LaMarcus Aldridge left us, we had a legitimate team that we could, like, you know, I mean, that year that Wesley Matthews tore his Achilles and everything, like, that was the year where I felt like if that didn't happen, we could have made a serious run. You know, obviously after the fact that he tears it, you don't know what kind of player he's going to be, so you don't know what could have happened. But I mean, losing Aldridge back then sucked because we still were a very competitive team. Not that we're not going to be a competitive team this year, but it's definitely different. And I feel like, I try to think back to how I felt back then when Aldridge left us, and I definitely don't feel the same way. And it may just be because I'm so tired of hearing it now. I don't think Aldridge wasn't as big of a player as Dame was, so you weren't hearing it every single day. Whereas you can't go 20 minutes without seeing something about Dame wanting to go to Miami or something. So I want to say this real quick. I'm proud of Cronin for not just caving in and giving away Dame for, you know, the little bit that we were being offered. It may end up being exactly what we get offered at the trade deadline. I mean, I don't know, but he's sticking to what he said. He's not just giving into the pressure to get rid of Dame. And who knows, something crazy could happen. It could be a whole nother team that comes in and gets him.
I have thoughts on that, but I won't get into it. One last thing.
No, get into it.
I'm good. I don't want to. I have some hot takes, so I don't think people will be too happy with me. But anyways, one more thing, probably the last thing I wanted to talk about that I'm really excited for this season. Jabari Walker. I really hope he has a regular rotation role. You know, I think everything I saw from him last year, all those, like, you know, small flashes, they were really encouraging. So, you know, again, same thing with Shaden, now that he's had an actual offseason to work on his game, I'm really excited to see if Jabari, you know, takes a jump, or if he solidifies himself as, you know, a regular rotation player. So I think he can make a big jump for sure. I think I expect he'll get the minutes, hopefully. And yeah, I'm just really excited for that.
I mean, truly, we have Grant, Nurk.
Is that it?
Walker. And Chris Murray,
yeah.
So I mean, I think I agree with you. The stuff that we saw last season, there was flashes that we saw. Summer League, there was a lot of flashes. I think he was one of the better players in the Summer League. I'm excited to see him. I think he can be a very good role player for us. He's young, he works hard. I'm excited to see it. I liked what I saw. I think pretty much we were a big fan of his from the get-go. Like when we first saw him in the Summer League last 2 years ago, we were like, yes.
His first or second Summer League game, he just went off. Like, I've been a fan since then.
So I'm excited to see what he can do. I'm trying to think of if there's anything else. Obviously excited to see Scoot. Mm-hmm.
I really want Scoot to either starting point guard, like as in Dame being traded. So if he's not, it is what it is, but my excitement will be so much higher if he's the starting point guard.
This is a hot topic that's been going around. When Dame gets traded, do we move Nurk too? Does Nurk stay?
We try to move him, but I don't know what if we'll have takers, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I almost kind of feel like it's kind of like the CJ scenario where we can't just give him away for nothing because he is like a decent piece. But it's happening, everybody. When we move on from Dame, there's no reason to have Grant either. But I mean,
you let Grant run up his numbers and build his trade value.
That's very true. Very true. You just let him do his thing like he did in Detroit, and then you find something, get a 2025 first round pick like we, or no, was it 2025? I think it was Milwaukee's pick. Yeah.
2025.
So yeah, we'll get a 2027 pick. But yeah, I mean, everybody don't hate me. Don't shoot me. I love football, and this is the best time of year. Like October is my favorite month. Like it's just, football starting, I'm very excited. The Vikings are probably going to suck. So, I mean, I'm just ready for a bad year of sports, but I'm going to enjoy it no matter what. Like, I don't care if we win or lose games at this point. I don't have the expectation that we're going to win a lot of games. Like, I think we're going to be in the 30 win mark somewhere. So, like, if we finish worse than 30, I don't really care. We, at that point, I don't think we're making the playoffs. So, does it matter if we get 10 wins or 30 wins? It doesn't matter to me. I'm just looking forward to having basketball back. I miss basketball. I miss doing podcasts. It's so hard to do podcasts in the off season when there's nothing much going on.
Shout out to all the podcasters that do find ways to have content throughout the summer.
I don't know how they do it. And I was just going to say, I listened to some of them and it's like, you can tell that they're like scraping the bottom of the barrel and trying to find stuff. And I didn't want us to be like that. Like, there are people that enjoy our podcast, and I don't think they want to sit here and listen to us just talk about random things that don't really matter and just to put it out there. I mean, but I did say, like, at the beginning of the podcast, we're going to do the listeners episode next. That's either going to be next Tuesday or the Tuesday after. We got to figure out a time that works for most people. So if you are listening and you want to be a part of that, just let us know. Discord, Twitter, however you want to let us know. Or no, it's not Twitter anymore, is it? It's X. So let us know on X if you want to partake in it. But yeah, one of the things we wanted to talk about.
Wait, I just remembered one last thing that I'm excited for. It's only tangentially related to the Blazers, but the Nets actually have a lot of our former players, including Trenton Watford, who I was so excited for to see on our team. But I guess hopefully I'll be watching him on the Nets if he's in the rotation. But they also signed Dennis Smith Jr. and Harry Giles, both former
players. Oh, did they sign Harry Giles?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was playing pretty good.
Yeah, he was, and then he got hurt, and I think he was out of the league for like 2 years. So he's back. That's exciting. And you know, three former Blazers on the Nets. I think that happened a couple of years ago as well. But if they all get
and possibly back, Dame.
I guess, yeah, definitely
possible. We'll get to see what the Blazers could have done with the Nets.
yeah, if those three guys get minutes, I'll be watching the Nets for sure.
Yeah, it's I'm looking forward to basketball. It's, mm-hmm. it's it feels like it's been a long off season. I think this Dame stuff has made it seem longer, but like it feels so long. So one thing we're going to talk about in the listeners episode. So for those of you that are listening, brainstorm some ideas up here. Is just the top moments of Dame's career. I'm going to share a couple now, so I don't have to talk so much in the listener one, and it can just be you guys talking. So I'm gonna give you a couple. Obviously, one of the top moments is Dame hitting that shot over OKC. I mean, we all probably feel the same way about that. Just all the trash talk that was going on between Westbrook and him, and just still like one of my most favorite moments of that whole entire series was when he got that stop on Westbrook. He was all pumped up, gets the ball, takes a couple steps past half court, pulls up, hits a three, and he does the little bombs away. Like, to me, that was one of the coolest things. And then, of course, hitting the shot, waving goodbye, everything, destroying the Thunder's roster, and everyone just leaving after that. I mean, that was great. But to me, I think the more I think about it, it's funny because it's probably my most favorite, but it's also the single-handed most hurt besides like Tracy McGrady losing in playoffs. The single-handedly the most hurt I've ever been as a Blazer fan was that game 5 against Denver. I have never seen a player do what he did. I know we talked about it on that podcast, after that game. I've never seen someone make the shots he was making, single-handedly carrying the entire team the entire time. So much so that you had Austin Rivers thanking God that he finally missed a shot. Like, I can still remember it, and it's at the same time, it hurts so much to think about it. But at the same time, it's the craziest thing I've ever watched. I've never seen something like that. It was unbelievable. So for me, that's like my top moment is, even though it sucks and we lost, I could watch that game and be just as depressed, but be happy at the same time. It's the weirdest thing.
See, I haven't rewatched that game in a while. I like to think that I'm over it now, but like I haven't rewatched it, so I don't know for sure.
Nope, but that you're loss, not. Trust me.
That loss not. Stuck with me for at least a season, probably more. Like, I was thinking about it like every week, basically. Like, I was literally heartbreaking. It was devastating to watch him hit these crazy, insane shots, shot after shot. And then the worst part is the reasons why we lost. Mm-hmm. DJ stepping out of bounds. Robert Covington missing, I think it was two dunks or two layups or one dunk.
I know for sure he missed that one dunk. I think there was two. I think you're right, but I know for sure it was one.
Yeah. I don't remember if the other one was a layup or a dunk, but either way, it was a easy basket that he missed. And again, CJ stepping out of bounds, like pretty much uncontested. So the reasons why, and then Norm Powell, I think, was like bricked that game too. So that was just every single starter letting Dame down. And that was heartbreaking to watch.
And yet at the same time, I can't take my eyes off of it. Like, it was insane. And it's so impressive. And like, I try to think of other games where a player has done what he has done. I can't. Like, there's not, obviously, like Tracy's 13 and 35. That's crazy. But that's just literally 35 seconds. And it was Dame for like a quarter and an overtime of just
two overtimes.
Just nonstop, could not miss, made every single crazy shot. Like, I mean, there's so many times where I'm like, oh God, we lost, the game's over. And then he would just do something. And I'm like, oh my God, he's the greatest player to ever play. Like, I have never seen it. I've never seen it. And then, like you said, these little errors that should not have happened. These CJ, like CJ stepping out of bounds was a killer. Like, just, I think that moment right there killed the game was over at that point. Like, it sucked everything out, but to me, that's my top moment. Obviously, another top moment is Dame's, 71, 72?
I think it's 71.
71 point game. Not because it's just 71 points and that's crazy, but how efficient he was with it. Granted, it's against Houston, but still, he was so efficient with the 71 or 72, whatever it was. Like, you think about Devin Booker's 70 point game. He wasn't that efficient. I mean, it just, Dame is just, as much as I'm annoyed and like over everything, like I can't, I don't dislike him or anything. I don't feel any hatred towards him for doing all this. It's just getting old and annoying. I still love him, and he is just, when Miami eventually gets him or whatever team does, but I still think it's Miami, they're going to get to experience it, and they're going to be happy. They're going to be real happy with some of the stuff they get from him. Do you have any top moments before we hop out of here?
Yeah, I second the 55. I don't know if it's number one for me, but it's definitely like right there. Every single shot he hit, it was just unbelievable. Like right now, I just had the biggest smile while you were talking. Like I was thinking back to all those crazy shots, and I still remember my friends. They're like, none of them are Blazers fans, but they all follow basketball, and it was like what, like probably 1 a.m. In that second overtime, and mm-hmm. they just called me, like FaceTimed me, and they were just like, yo, like what is going on, like what are the shots he's hitting right now? And it was crazy. It was like literally all my friends just hopped on like one like group video, and we were just losing our minds together, and it was just unbelievable.
Was that in the bubble?
I don't think so. Was it?
I just feel like I don't remember a crowd going crazy, but maybe I'm wrong.
You might be right. It might have been like, I think it might have been in Portland, but
back when they weren't having fans in it
with no crowds.
Okay. Or maybe like limited crowd. Yeah. I just feel like I don't remember like a lot of fans. Like to me, that would be a game where the fans are just going absolutely crazy. And I just don't feel like I remember that.
Yeah. Cause I think that was 2021, right?
It was 2 years. I think so. I think so.
The bubble was 2020. Or was maybe it might have been in Denver. That might have been why. Possible.
Yeah, It could have been. I'll have to go back and close my eyes and look.
But then the other big all-time moment for me is DJ's shot in Game 7.
That was
also one of the highest moments I've had as a basketball fan. Like, you know, it was that basically sealed the game. It was such a like tough, drawn out game. I think we were down 17 at one point in the second quarter, I think, and to come back and win it all, like, and CJ had like a great game even outside of that dagger, and also his block like 2 minutes before that was unbelievable too.
He had a great series that year.
Yeah, unbelievable. But then that shot to clinch the series, to send us to the Western Conference Finals, and then you know all the reactions after, like that video of Dame going into the tunnel, like. That
you know what?
That whole moment, I think
there you go.
My number one.
That's the number one for me too. You are 100% spot on. Him walking into the tunnel after that, that is my number one.
Yeah.
Damn. You had to do that to me. You're exactly right. Number one right there.
Yeah, it's not the best time to be talking positively about Dame with everything going on, but like, you know, some of the memories he's given all of us is just things I'm never going to forget, you know. It'll always make me happy.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing I want to quickly touch on. It does have to do with the Blazers and Dame. But the reason why it's one of my favorite memories is not necessarily because of Dame. Back when he hit that shot against Houston and we advanced, you know, to the second round, I had posted on Facebook, Dame, you know, with a bunch of exclamation points. One of my friends had posted on Facebook, Dame, like three different people all in a row posted it. And then some guy that I was friends with on Facebook who had never, doesn't watch sports, goes, he takes a picture of all three of like the like posts like simultaneously and goes, I don't know who the hell Dame is, but he did good. it was so funny. So every time I think about it, I think about that. And we're lucky to have him. 10 years of it was great. It just sucks it came to an end this way.
It was a good run.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up?
No, I don't think so. That was a good, nice trip down memory lane.
Yes. So we are going to do another, we're going to do a listener podcast. I will be in Discord. I'll be on Twitter. I mean, I don't even, or sorry, X. I don't even remember the last time I put anything out on X. That sounds like a porn website now that I say it.
I think let's just
let's leave it at Twitter. Yeah. Okay. So I'll put out some information if you guys are interested in taking part of it. One of the questions is going to be Dame's, what's your top moments of Dame's career? And it's okay if it's the same ones we talked about. Just give us your perspective, your thoughts and feelings on it. But I'm looking forward to talking with everybody else.
There are 43 days until the season starts.
The countdown has begun.
Yes.
I want to apologize for not putting out as much content as of late. It's going to start happening here real soon again. So brace yourself, everybody. It's coming. Other than that, I don't think I have anything else to say or add. So Fawad didn't have anything. I hope you guys have a great night, great day, wherever, whenever you're listening to this. And as always, Rip City, baby.